What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Losing sucks, bro. Every time we lose, especially what we had on the line, it sucks. But I mean, again, man, 10 wins is 10 wins, man. Like, if
yeah, you gotta put it in perspective.
Yeah, put in perspective, we won 10 games, bro. You beat both of your in-state rivals, dog. That ain't been done.
10 wins is that part I'm cool with. I'm cool with the season.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that Bama team made the playoffs. They shouldn't be in the playoffs. I think that's what I'm most mad at. If they would have
beat
South Carolina or Ole Miss, I would have been like, or maybe just South Carolina because they finished strong. You know, they won at Clemson. They won the last couple of weeks. You could debate that their loss to LSU was BS. I could have accepted that. But Bama, I just watched that game against Oklahoma. I don't want to watch them play.
Bro, they're not that. Hey, yeah, you can't tell me that you would rather see Jalen Milrow in the playoff than Cam Ward. Like, there's no way you can, with a straight face, say, yeah, that's what I want to see. But you know
what's funny? They doing Cam real grimy down the stretch. Very grimy.
Yeah.
Like,
of course.
None of his Heisman hype is still there. It's all been killed off. Like, he didn't still put up numbers in all those games. And like I said, the goalpost gets moved because Jalen Daniels had 4 losses on his record. Still won the Heisman. My QB got 2. And better numbers.
Yeah.
So what's really going on? You know, he got snubbed from some, you know, award finalists. That is like insane that that happened. On top of that, you know, and that's where you got to embrace, you know, like I say, embrace the hate, man. It's Miami versus the world, bro.
And I'm really starting to believe that these coaches and shit, these niggas really don't like Mario, dog. They really don't like him. Because, I mean, it played in my head, and I was thinking about it. Fran Brown, first thing he said was, shout out to Kirby Smart. I talked to him before the game, and he gave me some words and all this. I'm like, why the fuck are you talking to Kirby Smart?
And then he gave a shout out to Dabo after the game.
Then
he gave us love, too, now. He said we should be in.
Yeah, but see, he gave us love after the fact and was like, oh, yeah, Miami, they should be in. But my thing is, why is Kirby Smart calling you saying, I don't want to hear words of advice. It was, hey, man, fuck Miami, man. Hey, man, knock the motherfucker. Man, come on, man. Let's keep that shit in perspective, right? And then you shout out Dabo after, like, you ain't have a conversation with Dabo. Dabo probably was on that same shit. Man, knock those motherfuckers out so we can get in, bro. I fucking can't stand that guy. He beat my ass last year. Like, come on. Like, I really had to sit there and look at him like, yeah, them niggas really don't like Mario like that. They really don't. Them niggas don't really like Mario. Then Shane Beamer, you can say he dick eating too. You know what I'm saying? Pussy popping. Said what he said. And come on, man. Like, nobody else, you didn't hear James Franklin advocating for Michigan to beat Ohio State so they can get in. Like, you ain't see that shit from Prime hoping, oh, this person's team loses this time so he can get in. Well, nobody doing that shit. The only motherfucker they did that for, was Mario, dog. Like, they really hate my coach.
He's supposed to, man. He the coach of Miami, man. We got to embrace the hate. You know, Lane Kiffin is the biggest bitch I've seen.
Man, he's so pussy.
Quite some time. You know, he want to talk shit about the ACC and the Big 12. We got a common opponent, and we went to the same place, and we bust their ass, and you got your ass bust. And then it'll be, well, if you played them today, and if da 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 da, all these ifs and fucking woulda, coulda, shouldas. This is not fucking hypothetical California, bro. This is a real world. You play the games that's lined up, and you win them or you lose them. I want to hear about if I was here and if I was that. It's tough to play in these stadiums. tough playing every fucking state.
You lost at home to Kentucky and Louisville smashed Kentucky.
It was tough in the stadium, Mom.
So what are we talking about here?
Like, it was tough in that stadium.
The SEC got four spots. If you mad, you should be mad that Bama got in over you. You should be mad. Like, what, you just want
No, he's trying to toe the company line.
He wants
and
the SEC invitation.
Make excuses for himself.
All SEC teams in the playoffs. That's what he wants.
Bottom line is he tore the company line and making excuses for himself. So he's taking some of the shine off himself to be like, man, it's super tough to win over here. So we're supposed to ignore the losses you do have. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, we're not supposed to pay attention to the fact that you drop games that, quite frankly, there's no excuse for it. And all you want to tell us is, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard going to Carrier Dome and play too. Yeah, they didn't want Syracuse ranked, even though they should have been, because they didn't want ranked? Us to have anything on our resume.
Yeah, why is Duke not ranked?
Is it you don't Why? Want it on it's saying because the ACC is trash, right? That's the narrative. It don't matter what they actually do on the field, the wins they actually compile. It doesn't matter that, you know, we played bowl games last season or season four, something like that. We competed quite well against those other opponents and this season. You know, even if you giving South Carolina the win over Clemson, cool. Wasn't no cakewalk. Well, no cakewalk.
Or people just forgot Georgia Tech should have beat Georgia too.
Well, they want to, exactly. Everything has to be
that one under the rug. That validated Miami.
But you've done so much. I know you followed like the realignment stuff, and I know you know the contract stuff real well. It all falls in line with that. That's the whole thing, bro. It's all about
and it's the SEC, they're each other's cash cow, so it's like Why would we want to? Which is weird because the ACC is also ESPN's as well. So I find
that. Yeah, but they're not gonna do. You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because that was a point I made just a few minutes ago. Is that they're not nurturing that side. If they were really smart, they should be pushing every brand that's associated with you. Don't push it down. Bring it up.
Yeah,
bring more eyes to it, especially since you're paying us less. So if you're paying us less, why not be like, you know what? We got it. Let's get some more eyes on this ACC shit because we can get more advertising money and we ain't got to pay them bitches no more money. That would be the wise move. We already locked in.
And that's why I've been saying what I'm saying. They're going to eventually bump it up to 16 teams because – You have a situation where the fifth seed or the fifth seed might have an easier path. Like, what's the point of getting a bye just to play a neutral site game against possibly Georgia or Tennessee if you're the one seed? And you miss out on another game, another home game. Like, they're going to have to figure that out because the problem is they're trying to make the conference championship game still be a thing, but we don't need conference championship games anymore. I'd rather let the regular season conference champ get in the playoffs and let the second and third team or let two other teams fight for a spot to get in. It'll just make more sense because, like, why should SMU play tomorrow or play on Saturday? Why? What do we get out of playing? Because they're
if
in
they
the playoffs
lose, they're trying to boot them out.
Yeah, if they lose to Clemson and they could lose 49-48, do you think they're going to – keep SMU in and tell Bama we're so sorry?
That's what should happen, right?
That's what should happen.
Because they like to talk about rankings, right? So the only losses SMU would have would be close losses to ranked teams if that would be scenario.
And if you look at BYU, why is BYU ranked so low? They might be the best team in the Big 12, but they purposely ranking them lower. So if it goes down to that, well, their biggest win was a team rank.
Right.
It wasn't like a top 15 loss you got early in the year.
Right.
But that's my problem is you have people trying. You got people with narratives that aren't trying to even create new narratives. They're just trying to be like, all right, well, I've watched Bama play. Let's just put Bama there. I don't think they realize that. People really don't want to watch this Bama team. This ain't Nick Saban's Bama. A lot more people, even national writers I've been listening, were like, we would much rather watch Miami play at Notre Dame or at a Big Ten school versus this Alabama team, because we just saw what happened when they played at Oklahoma. You're not gonna get something different at this time of year. It's like they're just so caught in that old model of things that they're gonna end up they're messing up the money because Cam Ward is more box office, and they threw all that away.
Well, the writing was on the wall for all of us because we all knew how important that Syracuse game was, right? So, like, everybody knew that it's a play to squeeze the ACC out as much as possible. And so, you know, that's where the anger comes in from us as a fan base, because we feel let down. You know, it's kind of like Rob said, you know, a few minutes ago, man, like, bottom line, when you really sit back and look at it, great season, because the bottom line is hard to win 10 games of college football, especially right now. There's a lot of parity right now. So you pull off 10 wins, you honestly had a good season. And that should speak enough to get you in a position to get one of those spots, but not when you're trying to continue to nurture your child is doing well, right? Like your SEC and Big Ten, they doing well. Like, we under the same umbrella. You should be trying to push, you know, we broke out the turnover chain and Miami's back, and it was a huge, you know, surge in selling that product. And it's like I said, they're taking a lazy route and not trying to reinvest that energy that could help uplift the product that you already got. It's under the same team. It's only mean more money for you, you know. But, you know, you brought up a good point the other day in the group chat, and they talk about rankings, and winning should be the biggest metric, because if we just rank is opinion based, right? 100% opinion based. And you know who else got a ranked win? Is Georgia Tech got a ranked win over Florida State. We finished 2-10. What the fuck is a ranking? It's just an opinion. We're just saying we think this is the 10th best team in the country. And there's no real way to measure it. The only true measure is wins. And then you should start forming opinions on who's the best winners, not who's the best roster.
I was gonna post something about that earlier about what's the purpose of having rankings before the season start? Like, it's like
to sell early games. That's all.
And okay, well, listen, we're gonna rank 7 to 8 SEC teams. What the fuck we playing football for? Like, you ranking them before they even play a goddamn down. How do
right.
SEC teams get in? That don't make sense. Oh, well, we're ranking them because of what? You don't know what they got coming back. Even if they did have a good season last year, you don't rank them the same. You rank them when they play this year. I mean,
right. It's all about selling them early games, man. That's it. Bottom line.
Yeah, but it's
I think it should be done away with. I really do. And we still going to watch the games.
We're still going to watch the games. Still going to go to the game. It's stupid because now the way that you create in college football playoffs – it's like, okay, well, any team in the SEC, if you have 2 or 3 losses, you will have the best chance of getting in the college playoffs because you have 8 teams that's ranked before the season starts. Okay, so basically, fuck the rest of college football. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but essentially,
Big Ten gonna have 6. ACC might have 1 or 2. Fuck the rest of the college football. Like, come on, it's just dumb. So I'm like.
Like Alabama essentially got 2 byes. They got a chance to lose to Vanderbilt. They got a clear chance to lose to Oklahoma. It didn't matter. Like, a bad loss has to matter just as much as not more than a quote unquote good win.
Exactly.
And then them scheduling Mercer that late in the season should have been a penalty.
And why did they beat Mercer and move up 3 spots?
Why would you play Mercer during the ending of the season? Like, goddamn! But y'all, us for playing FAMU at the beginning of the season. Well, we had eight straight
ACC games. Yep.
Like, we wanted to get that early shit out the way. Let's get to the stuff. We're going to keep in touch shit at the end of the season because this is where you can tell if a team is good.
Right. We would have played Syracuse in the second game and would have carried over that FAM game to the end.
Yeah,
man, listen.
Y'all ain't play nobody. Well, shit. I mean, they played Mercer.
Oklahoma is 2-6 in the SEC. Vanderbilt is 3-5 in the SEC. These losses don't matter. What are we talking about? How does this not matter? These are the bottom feeders of the conference. And you're telling me that don't matter. Kentucky, 1-7 in the SEC. And I gotta listen to Lane Kiffin run his cocksuckers about how tough it is. You lost at home. It's tough to play in these stadiums. Your own stadium to the worst team in the SEC? Only team worse, I'm sorry, Mississippi State. Mississippi State went 0-8 in the SEC. So the second worst team in the conference.
And then Ole Miss lost to that Kentucky team. They got blew out by Louisville.
I'm mad about it, but why I kind of let it go is the end of the day, if Alabama had South Carolina's resume, that resume would have been propped up. If they would have had Ole Miss losses, that resume would have got popped up. If you look at every other, like, seeding, the better records ahead up until they compare Miami to Alabama, which doesn't make any sense, because why are you just comparing, like, why would you say, well, we're going to do South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Bama, pick one out of those three, then compare that one team to Miami? No, all four of them teams should have been evaluated on the same level. Because there's no, well, this SEC team we have to put higher. We're only going to measure that SEC team to Miami. And it was BS, because even when they talked about two metrics, there was like five other metrics that made Miami better. So once again, it comes down to Bama was getting in no matter what.
Right. And it's picking and choosing instead of going to what I thought naively. That's on me. I played the dummy role for a little bit, that this was going to come down to, hey, if you win a lot of football games, we're going to give you a chance getting this playoffs.
Or you have a Heisman Trophy candidate, amazing offense.
And wins. You got 10 wins and a Heisman candidate. You should get into these playoffs. Syracuse ended with a winning record, right? Georgia Tech in the season.
9-3.
Georgia Tech in the season was 6-6.
7-5.
It could have very easily been 8-4 over one of y'all powerhouses, right? Should have been. But you know what it could have, should have. It is what it is. Went bad for him. Right.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Hey, so my thing is, why the fuck is Missouri still ranked?
Duke's not ranked. Why the fuck is my bad.
Yeah, I don't think you and Rob hearing each other. You had to cut them off real quick. Larry, you making a point. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, I was about to say, like, why the fuck is Missouri still ranked? Like,
because they need it for the offense.
Bro, they got their ass blew out three games. They still like highly ranked. And it's like, yo, like, are y'all serious right now? Like, there's no reason why Duke should not be ranked. As much shit as I talk about Manning.
And yeah, the ACC.
But you know what?
If that was, like they said they was going to do it, that's why you're supposed to widen the berth, because winning was supposed to mean something this time. Not just where you're from. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I remember somebody put that tweet a while back, say something about, you know, I don't care about motherfucker telling me where they from when it come down to scrap. If you ain't from Wakanda or what was the other one they said? Asgard. It ain't where you're from, it's how you come. Like, all of that shit, blah, blah, blah. It's pussies everywhere. So that's why, you know, us as Miami fans have always shit on all these other teams in the SEC fans. Constantly cock-pulling, SEC. You ain't them. You ain't them. You gon' just because your homie a gangster don't make you a gangster. Just because your homie got hands don't mean you can throw a lick. And that's what's happening. And so they want to bolster that brand as much as possible. so that you can then justify. Because like I said, Missouri got no business being ranked, man. And Syracuse and Duke got no business not being ranked. But they ain't from the right neighborhood. So, you know. And that's why I tweeted that out. I said, man, give me Ole Miss two times, three times. Y'all not like that. You not like that. No fear in my heart. You put your quarterback against my quarterback. Let's go. Line it up. And I'm with you, D-Rod, too. I think if it's somebody like that, I think Cam's strapping up.
You know? Yep.
And shout out to them boys in Colorado for committing to play the bowl game. I like that.
Yeah, because like you said, you see Prime, he was like, look, we're not going to do it. What happened last year? You know what I'm saying? We have a culture. Keep the thing going. You know what I'm saying? That's why if Cam, I think if Cam wasn't going to play, I think we probably would at least would have heard some like, hey, we're not going to get a playoff. So, hey, you know what? I'm just going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and focus on this and do this. That's why I think all them boys going to play. I think it's a problem.
It depends on what bowl they. It depends on what bowl we get. If they saying we finna play Iowa, they ain't playing. They not.
No, nah, yeah. But if, State, you're right.
Yeah, it gotta be.
I wouldn't be mad at that. I really would.
Like a Colorado or old.
But if we get a chance to crack Colorado or one of these SEC teams, I want to see them come out and play. I gotta be honest with you. Especially with Cam putting that tweet out.
But you know what? We're not gonna get Colorado. I thought about it because they still have Pac-12 tie-ins. They have to fill those. So the Pac-12 still have their tie-in for their bowl games. So a lot of those teams that were Pac-12 teams, they're more than likely probably gonna fill in still those slots that they had as if they were still a Pac-12 team. So Colorado is probably gonna get a higher paying Pac-12 bowl game, you know what I'm saying? Rather than if they're going to play in something in the Big 12 that might not be worth as much. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen a project. I think they project, I think, either the LA Bowl, Las Vegas Bowl, one of them bowl games that pay out a lot of money that people don't want to come see. That's all it's about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I said, I think that they're going to, be probably put them in like that Vegas Bowl, the LA Bowl, one of them high ranked bowl games. You know what I'm saying? Because they know the turnout, man. If you get Colorado in the Las Vegas Bowl, come on, man. You already know what's gonna happen. You can hear me? Uh oh.
Like Larry, he froze.
Yeah, I'm back. My shit froze up on this side. My bad.
But yeah, nah. Again, like I said, whatever bowl game, it got to be something that benefits. And it's not even beneficial for them to play, but I think it benefits the program, which is
right.
They want to play, but it got to be a bowl game.
And that's why I can respect that. And let me tell you, if them boys go out and, like I said, we play, who are we projecting right now? Any of the projections y'all seen?
I guess they say. Iowa State, one of them.
So right now, the one that I've seen, they was like us versus either Iowa State or BYU in the bowl in Orlando, the Pop-Tarts bowl thing. No. Or if we get the Gator Bowl, it could be versus LSU.
Okay, yeah, give me LSU.
That's what it's looking like.
The boys come out. If it's LSU, come on out. Anything else, I ain't gonna blame them. It what it is. I mean, because that's the culture nowadays. I don't like the culture of not playing the bowl game. But it is what it is. But I would like to see him rally against a SEC opponent. I'll be honest with you. I would like to see that happen. Or even a Big Ten one. Iowa State just don't got that. Yeah. Just ain't got the no sauce on in there. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, Larry? But this is my problem that I have with that, though, right? Yeah, we don't want to see that against Iowa State. Yeah, he can sit out. We get our ass beat against Iowa State. Nah, everybody's like, oh, no, we couldn't even. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's really a lose-lose situation. Yeah, play against Iowa State. Beat the shit out of Iowa State and show them, yeah, y'all last should have had us in the motherfucking playoff. You know what I'm saying? In the first place. If you don't play the bowl game, then it's like, it's basically like the Florida State shit last year. Oh, you didn't get in, so you don't want to play. You get your ass blown up by Iowa State. Now we got to hear that shit like we heard about the Rutgers shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it. Like, nobody, you don't want to do that. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm finna prove a point. play the bowl game. Go get your, get 11 wins. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had 11 wins in what, over what, 25 years or however many? Get the shit, get it out the way, show that motherfucker we belong. And that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, and you know, it's like X was kind of, you know, leading into, it's got to make sense for them. As old school cats, I want you to always do your program, you know, better than that. Like, I don't want to see 63-3. You know, that to me was disrespectful to the program. And I mean, at the same time, those guys weren't, you know, tried and true Noles who done been there for 3, 4, 5 years that really been through the whole grind of it. So they not as invested in the brotherhood, the tradition, what it meant to be a Florida State Seminole. So, you know, it'd be a little different. You know, and Cam only been with us for 1 year. He do seem totally bought in. I expect him to say to you when he go, you know, pro, and they ask him, you know, when they do his little promo headshot or whatever. I think he all came. He definitely got all our love. We'll see. Let's talk a little bit about signing day, man. You know, we got to vent a little bit about, you know, that whole scenario. It's still some slight outside miracle work type thing could happen, but we ain't looking for that app. Because you asked me, I think SMU, Clemson, and Miami should be in. And Bama should be out, period. But, well, maybe not Clemson. Only Clemson if they win. If Clemson win, they should be in, SMU and Miami. But if Clemson lose, I can see them being out. That'd be their fourth loss. But, yeah, let's look back at signing day, man. I don't know, Whip City? I guess we got to call it. The standard's high.
You know, it's going to be some excuses that people are going to say. But it is what it is. You know, you didn't get them on signing day. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be they signed for more money somewhere else or whatever other reason, you just didn't get them. So I guess you could say Wolf City. A lot of it was really, I'm not going to say a lot. But yeah, a lot of it was caught off guard because, you know, Miami was basically prepared to play the game. But this season, for some reason, these schools was playing games. Mike was like, well, hold on. These are some ridiculous numbers, man. Like, I don't want to pay no 17, 18-year-old kid this type of money. And, you know, it just
didn't prove nothing yet.
Just didn't make sense. But, you know, it is what it is. We whiffed it on a few of the flips we were supposed to get. Money, the DJ Pickett situation, you know, LSU came in strong late with some unexpected money that I didn't think they was going to have.
Well, you know, they're still from Children's Hospital, so.
Yeah.
Don't never doubt them boys. They'll get
it. Hey, don't forget Bryce Underwood flipped, so, you know, they had a little extra bread to kick off on, so, you know.
Yeah, they'll get it by any means, kind of.
He flips to Oregon. Oregon's finna give him $1 million per year. You know, he plays linebacker, and he's a damn good linebacker. You know, I'm not playing a 5'11 guy. No type of money like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who you is. That TJ Alford thing, you know, yeah, Ohio State, look, they went and said, hey, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Because they knew he was gone. And they went and, you know, did their thing financially. Who else we was supposed to flip? The Jacquez
Carter
situation. I think, you know, UM is still in it. Ohio State still trying to keep him.
Oh, he hasn't signed?
No, he hasn't signed yet.
Okay.
He hasn't signed yet.
Don't he sign tomorrow at like 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
I think it's like tomorrow at 3 p.m., ain't it?
Kind of got to go all in on him just from side. Well, no, what, he like 6'2"?
6'2 and a half.
Like 6'3". Yeah, like 6'3", 290. Something like that.
Yeah. That size hard to find.
Yeah, you know, and then we was able to get Killen Wiley. I think once he knew that Knicks was gone, then it was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to stick with Miami. Miami was, you know, the first school that gave me the opportunity. Texas definitely was throwing money.
You know what, X? I'm sorry. I'm because I don't want to lose my train of thought. and this is why getting Wiley for me, it kind of offsets losing Nixon. The reason why I say that is because I think at the middle linebacker position, I think what we got on the team, I don't think he's better than anything we have on the team right now. You know what I'm saying? And I think what Wiley does, because he's versatile, he probably can go, he can play in and passing downs or outside linebacker. I think he brings more to the table with than what Nix would bring for us, because as a 5'11 linebacker, man, seeing that, that to me, hey, that's a liability when you got to line him up against a 6'4, 6'5 tight end. You know what I'm saying? And we see how that can work. So,
yeah, I mean, for the most, yeah. For the most part, to be honest, to be and to be truthful, I'm gonna say it's a loss and it's a win because Nix is good. Like I'm not sugarcoating nothing. Nix is damn good.
Right.
He has a great IQ of football. But again, I'm not paying a linebacker. I don't care if you 6'4 or 6'3. I'm not paying a linebacker, you know, that type of money. It's not, no, come on. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just other positions where, you know, if you don't have that, that team isn't good. So, yeah, I mean, I'm good with getting Wiley because I know I've seen Wiley play twice. I've seen him run sideline to sideline. I've seen him cover. I've seen him attack the quarterback. I'm good with that. We got Marcelin. He's another one that's a sideline to sideline guy. So I'm good with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Marcelin is what? He's like 5'11", 6 foot, right? So
Marcelin 5'11".
Yeah, we got somebody in that mold. And then, yeah, so I mean, Nix, again, I think optics-wise don't look the greatest. But, yeah, I'm like, well, we got, you know, a proven Miami product. We always saying that's something we want. You know, oh, remember the narrative of Miami three-star is an anywhere else five-star type, you know, narratives. I never completely bought in on that. But I will say we have let quite a few of the, you know, undersized guys get out of Miami and then go somewhere else and then do their thing. You know, your Zay Flowers recently, who's a defensive lineman that played at Pitt and got drafted.
Elijah Clancy.
Clancy, right. These are some of the, you know, so that's what you want and that's what you're going to get in some of. We're going to hit on some of those guys. There's going to be guys that, you know, if they go somewhere else, we're going to say, damn, why we? Oh, well, he was 5'11". He's only a three-star, so y'all didn't want him at the time. But he out of Miami. So, you know, that conflict exists a lot. I think there's more upside. Like X is saying, Nix is probably very college ready from a heads up perspective. I mean, kid got a solid build too. He went to IMG, so he's super prepared.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you know, going to IMG gonna get you ready for college.
Yeah, he's super prepared. I mean, but total upside, he might be a lot closer to his ceiling than Kellen Wiley, I think, is. So I think you got more upside. And we weren't in an absolute need for linebacker at this cycle. So, you know, kind of support what you're saying, whereas a mil a year, I don't think we got to have you, bro. We got a couple of other ones. You know, they still had some hope for Tarvis Alford and, you know, and Wiley. So, you know, it wasn't like a class where we just needed to bring in particularly four linebackers. You know, next season we'll probably have to up it a little bit. But, you know, and that's the thing, you know, the narrative switch, right? Like, before Miami spent too much money, right? Now Miami broke. That's the narrative that keep getting spun. But I think me and, you know, X, you kind of seen the equitable sentiment as well. It's about how they want to spend, not whether they got the money. It is, why would I pay this dollar amount? If you go to the grocery store, a filet mignon costs this much, and a sirloin steak costs this much. And if I put the filet mignon price on the sirloin, you'll be looking a little, why would I? That's too high for a sirloin. That's kind of what some of this is, man. You can't just blow all your budget on potential, unproven potential. Can't do it.
And then the one thing it is basically you blowing money on a player that might not be there next year. You
know what I'm exactly. saying? Exactly. That's the other thing.
This is what it become. You know what I'm saying? And, granted, Miami's done a pretty decent job of getting kids in, wants to be Miami kids. But, I mean, I'm just being realistic. You pay a kid a certain amount of money, the first sign of unhappiness, guess what? He is gone. You know what I'm saying? So you basically right. money for a year.
So you threw $1 million. He didn't play no snaps for you, and now he's gone.
It's crazy, and you know, and that you know, I told people, I said, man, you know what that team in the swamp is doing? They ain't doing nothing but what Texas A&M did. You know what I'm saying? Let's go play high quality players, but you know, just to save face because. Billy was really going to get fired this year. They kept him, you know what I'm saying? So they had some money to spend. Let's save face. Let's make this season look like it's successful by having a good recruiting class. And the crazy thing is they was number 11. Like, you spent all that money to be God damn, right?
Right. You would think they jumped up to 3.
A&M was number 1. You know what I'm saying?
11. Right.
So it's like, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? So I guess...
And the Wilson thing didn't work out, you know.
I told them they weren't getting French and Wilson.
They was talking that too because of the Stubbs flip.
Yeah, they saying Wilson told them. I knew Oregon wasn't finna let Wilson go. You know what I'm saying? Wherever Wilson was trying to go, Oregon wasn't letting him go. They were like, man, listen, whatever they offer you, we're gonna get to you that and more. The French thing, I mean, I told y'all, I wasn't even paying attention to French coming to Miami, let alone Florida. It's crazy. You know, their fans bought into this hype about, oh, man, they want to play with Lagway. Man, that motherfucker, 59% completion percentage. You think Raw receiver want to play with?
Yeah, listen, y'all, I like the kid. I like the potential. He ain't that.
Yeah.
Not yet. Maybe he will be.
He good. He gonna be good, but shit, nigga, you gotta
maybe. Cause remember, next year, a little more film. So he's gonna have studied more, and they gonna study him more. Where do you end up? That's just how the game go. Everybody know that. We done seen guys flash, but can you continue to grow? Can you continue to adapt? Cause I guarantee you, the defense is gonna be adapted to what they've seen last year. So can you continue to adapt? He's shown a lot of AR-15 again.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Like
just not that.
They bragged on him getting drafted way up there. I said, bro, it's a quarterback thirsty league. You know who they wanted? They wanted your quarterback, D-Rob. They wanted Josh Allen. That's what they thought he was gonna get. Now, will he become Josh Allen? I don't think so. I ain't gonna shoot the brother down. I don't see it. I don't think he's gonna get there. But everybody know that, man. Everybody thirsty for QB. So, yeah, they try to sell like that. And, again, that's what you need to do. You have to get out there and put some positive spin on things. And, unfortunately, we weren't really able to do that on signing day because Mario usually get his splash, flipped right there at the end, and we weren't able to land any of those guys, down the final stretch.
Another reason why we didn't, get a top class, South Florida high school for the 25 class just wasn't as strong enough. You know what I'm saying? So
it wasn't that strong. I agree.
Got some damn good players now, but overall it wasn't that strong. You know what I'm saying? Like the two receivers we got, Moore and Malachi. Although I ain't gonna lie, I think they kind of shitted on Malachi with his ranking. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Yeah, he didn't bump up no more when he switched classification. That's because he committed to us. You know, if he went to Bama, he would have got his 4-star.
Yeah, so Malachi, you're just looking at Malachi, looking at Ezekiel Marshallin. You like, well, shit, why neither one of those guys? Why both of those are 5 4-stars? And they shit. You know what I'm saying?
Marshallin, he was up for the same award as Malachi the other night.
Malachi, Nate Moore Award. Yeah.
He
won it. You know what I'm saying? Bryce Fitzgerald, second leading interceptions in Dade County this year. Led the county last year. I mean, so these are, the Bryce Fitzgerald thing is, I kind of have him similar. He's not Cam Kitchens, but I have him similar to Cam. You know what I'm saying? He's just a player that make plays and plays football. You know,
you got a nose for the football. Not, yeah, not, you just know where to go.
Not gonna go to all the camps. He's not gonna go to all the 7-on-7 things. He just want to play some 11-on-11 football shit that really makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Not
right.
Not let me put on T-shirt,
and some sticky gloves and run around. Yeah.
You want to put on some pads and say, man, listen, that ball go over there. I'm going to take that shit out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking at it like, all right. And I told a lot of colleges, because, you know, they always be like, and yeah, man, you know, ball ain't me. Where the ball is at? I'm like, well, shit, I'm going to keep it a buck. Better get the motherfuckers. You know, when it's a top dog, every school want them. You know what I'm saying? So when if they don't want them, you better get them while you can. They play ball. You know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why it wasn't so high. Because, you know, we just ain't have the high-quality players.
Yeah, like where remember when, like, Najee was coming out, man, all those DNs? A crazy DN class in South Florida. It wasn't, you know, the buzz. Yeah. We had to go to California to get a DN.
That was it. And then, again, like I said, I think, you know, the recruiting agencies, they fucked us real good with a lot of our players' ratings. You know, if you look at the offensive line we got, remember Mario Winnie took two guys who probably first-year football players that played tackle. Mm-hmm. They basketball players, but they play football now.
Right.
Took them. So don't take them and say he take high-caliber other offensive linemen. You know what I'm saying? Not nobody's crying. Miami's probably a top 10. You know, we only took that one running back, Pringle. We should have taken two. Possibly we can't. Shit, I might as well say it. When is it going to drop? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
So, Central Florida has a running back that's committed to them that possibly might end up flipping to Miami. He hasn't signed yet.
Okay.
So, that might be.
Damn, I feel like. Is there any Florida State buzz around that, or just Miami?
Well, it's some other schools coming, but as of now, it's looking like Miami might be the school because I think
Florida State flipped that running back from Georgia, who they was on.
Yeah, but then I swore it was like one more. I thought it was connected to UCL too, but I could be mixing up.
I can't. I can't think of his name.
Let's say this. How you feel about meeting the needs with this class?
The needs. The main thing, I think we hit at cornerback. For me personally, I think DB, I think we hit. I mean, but obviously Drake losing Stubbs was a loss. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. It was a loss. But I think you were able to sign Jabari Antoine, right? LSU was lurking, but LSU was trying. And you were able to keep him in the class. And then, like, again, you have Bryce Fitzgerald, who can play cornerback or safety. Amari Wallace, who's a damn good safety, who can also play nickelback that people aren't really talking about because he was hurt. Ewald, he needs to put on some weight and fix up his technique a little bit. But I think he's going to be okay. So I honestly think that. And then, like, this isn't one of those DB classes in Florida that you're like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, it's just a whole bunch. So I think we did well there. Like I said, linebacker wasn't really a big need. So with that on the defensive line, I think at D tackle, I think you probably should have got somebody. I mean, if you miss on Jaquez Carter, I think that's a miss because he's highly rated. And again, D tackle in South Florida really wasn't that highly. We got two guys, but they're more. But yeah, those guys are more developmental guys. You know what I'm saying? Because they're still young. When they get to campus, they're gonna be 17, and they're still gonna be growing. DN, I'm okay at DN because I think we're stacked on the defensive end. But you did bring in Hayden Lowe, which is a big win. I like that. On the offensive line. I like the kid from Bishop Gorman. I think he can come in and play right away. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about them Samoans, boy. Like, hey, man, he'll get on the field.
He'll pull back sometime. He's very athletic. I watched his film. He's a very athletic kid.
Yeah, I think that we could have probably did a little better at tackle. I mean, they got those guys. It's more of upside guys. Project. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, project guys. So, and I trust them with the offensive line. So, it's like I'm not really too concerned. At wide receiver, I'm actually okay with what we got at wide receiver. It would have been nice to add a fourth guy, like if we could have possibly got like either Wilson or even Cortez Mills. But I understand the situation. You know, they just want to get him from down here. He's in Nebraska in a good situation, and he is a student from South Florida on that staff, so they're going to take care of him. Tight end.
Miles guy, the one that from Utah.
Oh yeah, he signed with A&M.
Oh yeah.
I want him. Yeah. I was like, he ain't no other receiver I want in the class. When I seen what he did, Jerome Miles.
Jerome Miles, yeah.
Yeah, when I seen what he did to IMG, I was like, oh yeah, we gotta get him his class. His,
that would have been a good pull, man. Yeah. That been a nice
My question is. Is he really from Utah with the name Jerome Miles? Oh, no, he might be from LA.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to be from somewhere. I don't know how long he grew up there. I went to school at Morehouse.
They might have paid. They might have gave him an NIL deal to come play up there.
Right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Where is he from?
It's Utah something.
He said he might have got an NIL to come up there.
Yeah, because the school that he's at in Utah is one of the better. It's like the powerhouse high school in Utah. It's like one of those.
It's basically their version of IMG, but it's not that
right. IMG. Yeah. All right, so I went
to school real quick. Quick side story while we in there.
Okay.
I went to school at Morehouse real quick, man. And only a semester, man. Y'all know how HBCUs be doing, bro. They be on that bullshit with the paperwork, man. But anyways, I remember I met a brother from Utah, man. Man, show me his yearbook, man. He's the only one. I was like, God damn, boy. I said, you must have felt like a mascot out that bitch, man. I was like, man, listen, I get along with white people good. My girl white. Like, I always kick it. I can't be the only one, man. That's wrong.
Yeah.
But anyways, go ahead. You was kind of messing up your analysis.
Yeah. So at tight end, I'm good with the Luca Gilbert and Brock Shaw. I'm surprised we got, but I thought one of them was going to flip. You know what I'm saying? But we were able to keep both, so I'm good with that. At running back, I kind of wanted to bring in another running back. But Pringle, I'm okay with Pringle. And then next year, we could probably bring in two because you still got Derek Cooper and you got the other kid from Western, I think it is. It's a couple. JV and Mallory.
Yeah.
It's some pretty good running backs in Dave next year. So, I mean, if you only take one, I mean, I'm cool with that because we can – Martinez don't come back, which he probably not. You can still roll with Fletcher and Lyle as your one and your two, and I think we'll be good, right? And quarterback, of course, I'm happy with.
B, be honest with you.
Yeah. And then
got a little different explosion, man.
Yeah. And then at quarterback, like I said, I'm happy with Luke Nickell, man. Like when we first committed, I was like, man, who is it? And then I watched the tape, and I was like, oh, okay, it's pretty decent. Then I watched him on that field and see what he did in Georgia. I said, ain't no way. Yeah, ain't no way they got him rated that low, man. That kid is a winner. I love what he does.
He just not 6'4". You know,
like 6'2".
Yeah, like he just not, you know, on all of the, you know, the high end.
Look at him, he doesn't pass the eyeball test. You know, he don't like, and this is crazy because I'm like, okay, y'all rated, I'm not even gonna use tape my chat. I'm gonna use Manny. They rated Manny a 5-star perfect 1,000, right? And I'm like. How did y'all rate him? Because he didn't play against nobody in high school, so he can't say, oh, he killing people in high school. He didn't go to a lot of camps, so how did y'all rate him a 5-star that high?
Eli?
He's 6'4", and he's a man, you know what I'm saying?
Archie.
So and Luke, and I'm like, okay, well, Luke. And granted, yeah, when you see Luke, you'll be like, kind of like, he's going to be fat or something, you know what I'm saying? But... he don't look like, oh well, he's going to be a future star quarterback.
Right.
When he's on the pass and he played football, you're like, oh shit, he could play ball. No, like he could really play.
Oh yeah.
I like the class talent wise. Yeah. I think we addressed the biggest need was secondary. We went in. The Stubbs flip. You know. hurts. I think it hurts more optics though than I think
it hurts
necessarily the product. I'm like you. I like Fitzgerald a lot, so I'm like, I like Fitzgerald over Stubbs.
The only reason why it hurts is because we know what he could potentially be in the future. So I'm looking at like everybody was like, "Oh, we could have got Stubbs." I'm like, "Well, shit. Do you want to make Stubbs start right away? Like, do you want to have a true freshman starting with maybe?" Daquan Patterson, you know, now you got really no experience out there. You know what I'm saying? You think the safety, you might have some shit again next year.
Yeah, they want, and that's the thing people do lose sight in too is like, you know, I always say this, the shiny new toy, when it, especially in college football, these guys, we still just banking on potential. Most of these guys not going to start. We got lucky with Fred Reed. Lucky slash our secondary sub. Now, luckily, he's a good corner. I think he's an NFL guy. Ultimately, but you know, you never really want that to be the case. You want your NFL guy to still have to wait a year or two, you know, before you really start contributing. So,
same way I was talking about the wide receiver room, they're like, "Man, why you don't play?" I say, "Listen, if we got to rely on true freshmen every year, we ain't doing something.
You ain't doing something right. That's a failure." You should be excited about JoJo Trader next year. I am. I'm excited about Nacar and JoJo Trader next year. I'm not. Yeah, go get you a portal wide receiver. Sure, no problem. But I don't want three. I want maybe 1-6-3 guy that, you know, brings a different dynamic.
Yeah, can we speak on that a little bit?
Zero, man.
They want everybody to be Uwe Bain and Francis Melga. I'm like, man, everybody can't beat them. God damn.
That's what the program I'm supposed to be, man. Go ahead, D-Rock.
Yeah, no, I just say, can we just, since we're talking about recruiting, can we just speak on the portal real quick on specific needs, what y'all think before we, you know what I'm saying, wrap it up? Like, for me, like I said, so far from what I've seen, you give me CJ Hurd, you give me Jakeem Jackson in that secondary, hey, I'm cool with that. I think that's a win. And wide receiver, if you bring in a wide receiver to get either one of them Kentucky wide receivers, Dane Key or Barry and Brown, if you can get one of them, I think you'll be good. And obviously at quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Like I think that should be the first priority because somebody put out a message. I guess Gabby said that he was talking to a couple of NIL agents and some guys. And first thing they asked is, well, what is Miami going to do at quarterback? So it's like, we can't drop the ball on that. Like if you need to identify your guy and then you need to go and get him. And don't let them go past day one. Say, hey, man, we bring you in for a visit tomorrow, and then we're going to go ahead and get this thing wrapped up because you don't want another situation where last year you possibly could have had Jeremiah, but Cam waited 2 whole weeks, you know what I'm saying, to do whatever it is that he wanted to do before he made his decision. So identify your guy that you're going to bring in because, like you say, Reese, I'm put out, hey, I'm entering the portal. So now you have to go out and get somebody to replace him. And there's some quality arms out there right now. Granted, it's probably going to be some more. It's probably going to hit later. But it's one or two guys, like, right now you should be at least try to go all in for if you're able to get them.
You know, it's crazy. Somebody announced they stand. Who was that? Bailey?
Dione Hill.
No. CJ, a quarterback. CJ Bailey. Didn't he announce
NC State. He's staying. They came in their money.
Yeah, exactly.
They came in their money. They wrote a check.
It's like, hey, CJ, we're going to give you this check because it's sticking around. You know, see if you like them numbers. If you do, you got to go put the message out.
I'm going to say this on this show, right? So, yeah, like I've been hitting that all season. I say, well, listen, it's almost been a potential return for those guys who play all together to come back home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They were like, man, listen, do whatever it takes to keep CJ here. He's probably going to go to Miami. And then they'll get such and such. Yeah, keep him here.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what was funny about it to me because I was like, oh, okay. That's a message to us. Like, you ain't got to say you staying. There ain't no requirement to tell anybody you staying at your school.
But think about this though. He lost his best receiver, KC Conception. So when that happened, I was like, ooh, if he hit the portal.
I think, oh, no, I think we definitely could have been in play. I think that's exactly why they did that. That's why I was like, yeah, we'll put the message out. Like, we're gonna cut you, and we need you to go out there and say, hey, I'm staying here. You know, again, optics. You want to sell, you know, optics to potential portal wide receivers like you're talking about. And, you know, maybe even other freshmen that that haven't signed yet. Man, hey, you got a hell of a quarterback that's going to be here another 2 years. You know, hopefully, may just be another. Let me ask you this then. Like I said, we're kind of wrapping up. Jackson Arnold, that's a potential name. How y'all feeling on that one?
I don't know.
You ain't with it? Nah, I ain't really with it either.
One of those I'm at the opposite.
Erratic quarterback. One thing I don't like, see, everybody like, oh, man, we got to get a quarterback who's mobile. I don't like the erratic mobile quarterbacks. I like the Cam Ward type who wants to stay in the pocket and throw the ball but can't run when he has to. All that, or I'm finna run the ball and have 500, 600, 700 yards rushing, that takes away from your whole offense, for one. Then it can get the quarterback killed, get him hurt. I'm not with it. I want me a quarterback to throw the ball. That's what they come to college to, throw the ball. They don't come to – you got running backs for that.
now check this out, right? And see, this is where I differ from y'all on Jackson Arnold, because if you think about it, right, last year when he had Jeff Lebby, the Mississippi State coach, as his offensive coordinator, you saw what he did in the bowl game. He balled out. He had like 350, 4-5 touchdowns. Like, he did his thing. Even in spot play, he did his thing. Now, this year, the offensive coordinator got fired. The new offensive coordinator got fired. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of, yes, he was a bit erratic, but I don't think it's his talent. I think it was the offense that he was in. Man, he was a 5-star quarterback.
That means we've seen Tate Martell before, right?
Yeah, but X, he's first of all, he's not 5'10", he's not 5'10", 190, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I could go back to the 2000s and name three of them.
Yeah, we don't have, yeah. So we know the most famous one we had that didn't work out, but
you know what I'm saying. So I don't.
All right, yeah. I mean,
you get in college, man. You gotta play football, all that. I was a 5-star in high school. Yeah, that shit don't mean nothing. Now that nigga, you got other 5-stars and 4-stars and 3-stars coming at your ass.
Right.
You're right. You're not. But guess what? Your coach is following him, so they're inquiring about him. But I mean, even if they, you know, so we'll see.
I don't hate Jackson Arnold as a take. I'm not excited. I put it this way. If we bring him in and he beats Emory out, then I would be kind of excited because I know they like Emory. And I know, you know, Emory does have some tools. I know the team loves Emory. And Emory's got a little something to work with there. So if he comes in and he beats him, then I'm excited. But if he don't, then it's just another Reese Poffenbarger as far as I'm concerned. You know, like,
This is how I'm going to go into spring and the offseason, looking at the quarterback competition. I'm going back to the old days of Miami not having a good quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, well, shit, yeah, we, you know, once Cam came, I just knew we had a good quarterback. I'm going to go back to, yeah, I don't know, shit, whoever plays, just play. You know what I'm saying? If he comes in to beat Emory, I guess we got to see when the games are played, but I'm not a fan of Arnold. If he does come and he is good, okay, good job. But I just don't see it.
I don't want nobody thinking it's gonna be another. I don't want nobody to get spoiled after seeing what Cam did and thinking the net like it's another one of those out there.
They gonna do it.
Because they ain't got no damn sense.
Yeah, get ready. They expecting. Look. We done had Francis, Bain, freshmen, All-Americans. They thinking every freshman supposed to come in gonna be All-American. Get ready. They gonna be like, oh well, shit. We had Cam Ward last year. We should have another.
Who went and got him for? Coach won't even play him. Man, shut your ass up. The boy got to learn the game. Got to gain some more weight. Good God, everybody supposed to walk in and play. You want to see us get beat up by BYU with them? We got them 23 and 24-year-old ass grown men out there with 2 kids and shit. You motherfuckers be 25 and 26 on that damn team. You can't just line up a bunch of little young boys that you know, nuts just dropped the other day. I'm going to throw two more names, man, before we get out of here, just real quick in the quarterback conversation. Mateer, I heard him and Cam got a relationship. you know, bro got some good things on, you know, he got some game. How you feeling?
Yeah, he's supposed to follow his coach who's going to Oklahoma. Right?
Is what? Oklahoma. Yeah, that's what they that I get. Is that foregone? Like, is the coach there?
Yeah, he signed the deal to be Oklahoma's next offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle. He signed the deal already.
Gotcha. Yeah, but if we can hold on to our coordinator, I mean, I don't know. I think it's something to think about at least. I mean, the relationship is there, but he got a relationship with Cam too. So I can see him, Cam being like, bro, trust me. You know, because Oklahoma, and that kind of goes to your point. Unlike Oklahoma, they O-line a mess too. And that's not Oklahoma-ish. Oklahoma usually have a damn good O-line. They put a lot of guys in the league. Hell, Trent Williams still playing for us now at San Francisco. So, you know, those guys used to put out – so the O-line's kind of trash. The wide receivers hadn't been up to snuff. You know, again, that's the position they usually do well in too. So, I don't know. I mean, it's on him, obviously, if Oklahoma's a better situation than Miami next year. I don't think it is. So, I mean, you can follow your OC, but might want to look like – he might listen to Cam and be like, hey, bro, trust me. You want to go where you can get an O-line. We got some running backs and these wide receivers. I'm telling you, might be a better move. So, we'll see. I would like him. And then the last one is Connor Wegman, A&M.
He keeps staying getting hurt. He's hurt every year.
Injury concerns.
Yeah. I'm not gonna put my trust in some guy like this. We could have just kept Reese Poppenberger for. He's gonna put our. No, he's hurt every year. The one guy I want, and people are like nah. I want Tulane quarterback. I don't care what nobody say. I want him. Bring him.
And you know what, X? We ain't heard nothing yet. So I wonder if it's some talk being behind the scenes.
No, listen, I've heard something today that their coach might leave.
Oh yeah, he might go to North Carolina, right?
I think it's North Carolina. Yeah, their coach might end up.
Or UCF is either North Carolina, or UCF, one of them.
No, I think it's North Carolina. If he leaves, he's taking him with him. So I'm like, shit, boy, we better try to get him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want them on North Carolina ass whooping. Please, Lord. No more USC ass whooping. Well, anyway, all right, man. I want to throw that out there. We got a little, we got a little time. Portal just getting rocking. We're gonna see, you know, how this all shakes out. I'm sure we was getting our tamper on already. As you should.
Look, we'll probably have to come back and do a show maybe Monday, because once they announce Sunday. Then we'll have a better, understanding of
the bowl schedule or what's gonna happen.
What's going on with our players, and then what's going on, what'll be going on in the portal also. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to say what we're gonna take and what we're not gonna take and stuff like that, because we just gotta wait to see what's going on with this bowl stuff, because this bowl stuff is trying to get funky. When they announce these games, it's gonna be a lot of players saying, "Boy, I ain't playing," and let me hit the portal. And I think next week you can start officially visiting schools again. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. All right. Well, we'll be back then, man. We'll circle back around. We appreciate all y'all that pulled up on the space. We're gonna try to bring those to you, like we said before, a little more often as opportunities allow, man. And y'all come in and kick it with us. Put your 2 cents in as well. Until next time, man. Peace.
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 We gonna let the band deal with this.
26 degrees.